Downtown Kingston is hoping to shake off the end of summer blues with a full week of Taylor Swift-themed events. Starting today to October 2nd, shops, restaurants, and venues will transform into a celebration of all things Taylor with Life of a Swiftie, a new event series timed with the release of her album, Life of a Showgirl, on October 3rd. I spoke with Nayeli Salazar with the Downtown Kingston BIA, who spearheaded this event, and had her own journey stepping into the life of a Swiftie while planning the celebration. Most important question right off the top, are you a Swiftie?
No, you know what? I am not a Swiftie, but I think that I am just getting started. I think that after this, the whole planning of this event, I think that I have been listening to her like a lot. So probably I will become, yeah, definitely.
What began as a single listening party quickly grew into a downtown-wide celebration. What inspired Downtown Kingston to, you know, get in on the celebration? What's the story there?
Yes, well, it's funny because we decided to create the Life of a Swiftie, that's the name of the event, because we know that there are a lot of, and there are so many Swifties right here in Kingston, and we wanted to give them unique experiences with her music in the hair of all of this. And we know what is the impact of Taylor Swift in the music industry, but also in practically in every single industry that is involved with something about her music or herself. I think that everything it will be so successful. So that's why we decided just to do this. And actually, the original plan was just to have a listening party. And we reached out to AG99. We know that it is the Kingston's Swiftie store. And they immediately, they said yes. And then from there, the idea continued to grow. And right now they are partnering with Leilo Cafe to make this event even more special. They have like, right now they have a nail bar and a Polaroid photo booth, a sparkly themed drink, and even they have a drag queen who will be hosting the event. And after that, I was just thinking, it was like, I realized like, why stop here? You know, like, I think that we have just to do something else. And from there, I was just reaching out a couple members here in downtown Kingston, like, oh, would you like to do something else? Like, would you like to join to this experience? And it was so cool because everybody was immediately was a yes. Like a yes, what do you need? What is your vision for this? And yeah, it was so cool just to see everybody just, they did the research about the Taylor's albums, about the colors, about a lot of things that right now, that's why we have a lot of experiences across the downtown. So that's why we decided to do this.
As Salazar explained, local businesses were quick to rally behind the idea. The lineup now includes themed fitness classes, trivia nights, karaoke, treats, craft workshops, and more.
So now the event has grown into a full celebration of Swiftie life. There is a drag queen brunch with Cesar Compali, intro to pole classes at Pole Fitness Kingston that are completely free. They have still a couple spots. Yoga classes at Moro Yoga, just with Taylor Swift songs. We have as well crafts, bracelets bar, tote bag decoration, even Tommy's and Something in the Water. They are hosting a trivia night. So practically we have something for everybody. And I was, as I was mentioning, like even I think that the restaurants, they got so creative because they researched, as I said, Taylor's albums, colors and lyrics just to come up with themed drinks and pastries. So for example, Mio Gelato, they created a brand new gelato inspired by her favorite candy. So that was totally a next level with some members because they were like so into this. And yeah, we are so excited.
The excitement from the Downtown Kingston team and businesses has been contagious, with events seeing an overwhelming response.
We have a couple of our members staff who are Swiftie. So immediately when I just say like we are doing this, like two of them, they were like, "Whoa, what you are doing this? That's amazing!" And what else? So I had just to chat with them about like what would you like to see in this. So they were just sharing a couple ideas as well. I was like, okay, curious. So because, as I said, I am not a Swiftie, or I was not. I think that probably right now it is changing. But I think that when I say that here, immediately for those people, they were like, oh, wow, this is so cool. And then the rest, they said like, that was so intelligent just to have these kind of experiences in downtown. Like, people are so happy. Even the members, they have sent some emails saying like, wow, people, they are really excited about this. Some of the events, they are completely booked. So everybody's happy.
Yeah, and I have a feeling I know the answer because you kind of got into it there, but what's been the response so far?
Yeah, like I said, like a couple of the experiences that you have to book your class or whatever, they are booked. And even, for example, I was talking to Pulse Fitness and this morning, and she said, I think that I will open more classes because right now it is completely booked and I am considering opening more. So I think that it is pretty good. Like the restaurants and who it is making pastries as well, they are so excited just to start this week. And yeah, I hope that everybody is still so excited about this week.
Salazar also shared why she thinks Taylor Swift in particular has sparked such a movement. Why do you think that she's had such an impact?
Well, you know what? I think I decided just to start with this idea because I was scrolling on TikTok. We started our own TikTok 2 months ago, and obviously I am just spending a lot of time right now on that platform, and I realized that the impact that she has in everything, as I mentioned in the beginning, it is like insane, but at the same time impressive. You know, like she right now, even that she just she just posted that she's playing like a kind of film movie like a couple days ago, like a boom. Again, the whole TikTok was so insane about that, and people they are so excited, and that's why I think that she has a cool story. I mean like a sad story in the beginning of her career, and everybody feels that it is part of her friends group, you know, like they are feeling that I saw her when she was suffering about this love, and then like the whole history, I think that it is helping the whole boom right now, that because she's like a cool musician, she got just engaged, so the whole thing is that right now it is happening to her, like the Swifties, they are so happy for her, so I think that's why that's right now it is a boom. That they want to see her just to be happy. I think so.
For Salazar, the events aren't just about celebrating Swift's music, but also showcasing what Kingston's downtown has to offer.
We are trying just to bring more people here to downtown and just make sure that people or everybody knows that we have a lot of things to do here in downtown. And yeah, I think that that's part of that, the whole experience.
Once again, Life of a Swiftie kicks off today and runs until October 2nd. Full details and tickets are available at downtownkingston.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.